Book critic John Leonard has been reading some new mysteries from both sides of the Atlantic and has a review of two of them, The Good Fight by Leah Matera and Devices and Desires by P.D. James.
Knee-deep in the new P.D. James, I was tired of her world-weary poet-detective, Dogleash, and tired of a remote Norfolk headland with its windmill and its nuclear power station, and tired in advance of the thought of describing her new British mystery, Devices and Desires, because any synopsis will make it sound better than it really is, and I'd be duty-bound to commend her for taking the chances she does, wrapping up the case of the serial killer halfway through the book, and then going on to explain an altogether unrelated murder, involving unlikely artists and impossible terrorists. When the real problem with the last three P.D. James mysteries is that somebody told her she was an important novelist, and she's going on at enormous length, putting on grand airs, opinionizing promiscuously, without the necessary stylistic resources or the intellectual wherewithal. If you want to read an interesting novel about nuclear power stations, at least three Germans have already written one each: Günter Grass, Heinrich Böll, and Christa Wolf. This is to explain why I seized on the new Leah Matera. Matera went to law school out in Berkeley, California, and also taught at Stanford Law before she started writing mysteries. In her first two, A Radical Departure and Where Lawyers Fear to Tread, we met a young woman, Willa Jansen, more interesting than Dalgleish will ever be, with a mother who was more troubled than Philip Roth's Sophie Portnoy. Willa's mother was a communist, whereas Willa was merely a 60s liberal with a guilty conscience. Willa's mother didn't care how many eggs she broke to make the omelet of her revolution, whereas Willa fell in love with the macho cop who accused her of murder. A Radical Departure and Where Lawyers Fear to Tread, both available in paperback, are witty takes on the radical politics seen in the Bay Area, and I'm in love with Willa. Willa, unfortunately, doesn't show up in The Good Fight, Matera's latest. Instead, we get Laura De Palma, a somewhat older woman lawyer, albeit with a left-wing past, but without the pinko mother. Laura used to fight the good fight against the armed goons of the oppressor, but now, at an old shoe conservative law firm, she makes money, buys things, and feels bad, until one of her pro bono guilty conscience clients rings her radical chimes. Dan Crescetti is in a wheelchair because the government ran over his legs when he was trying to stop a troop train. He's accused of murdering an undercover FBI agent, although his whole life and his missing legs have been dedicated to nonviolence. Laura risks her chances at a partnership to defend him, not only because she believes in his innocence, but also because she's got something to prove to her boyfriend, an embittered Vietnam vet. She has an ex-boyfriend, too, who's an ex-cop with his own theories about nonviolence. And after many stops at the station of the Double Cross, we arrive at a brand new definition of the chivalric code. But meanwhile, there's a murder to solve, not to mention nuclear waste, that moves in the night, in our dreams. Sharply written, brilliantly observed, and not the least bit presumptuous, The Good Fight is a good read. I still miss Willa, who was funnier.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine, as a columnist for New York Newsday and as media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed The Good Fight by Leah Matera and Devices and Desires by P.D. James.